Central Florida Healthline is paid for by the Heist Clinic. This is a pre-recorded show. Welcome to Central Florida Healthline, your weekend wellness checkup with Renee Humphreys. And now here's Renee.
Hi, my name is Renee Humphreys with Heist Health Clinic, and you're joining us for the first ever Central Florida Healthline. Welcome to this new chapter of Central Florida Healthline. I know you're used to tuning in and to the old version of Healthline, but we're starting a new version now. I have been privileged and to be trained under Dr. Bob Marshall as an advanced level QRA practitioner. And at Heist Health Clinic, we carry the full line of excipient-free nutrients that you're used to hearing about. I have also had the honor and privilege to work for and shadow under Dr. Douglas Heist for well over 3 years. And a lot of you listening are probably very familiar with him because he served Central Florida for well over 40 years as a chiropractor, nutritionist, and he also performed quantum reflex analysis. So welcome to the show, Dr. Heist.
Thank you, Renee. It's good to be here.
For those of you that don't know, Dr. Heist did retire in November of 2016, and now he gets to travel around and visit all of his family and friends and mostly grandchildren all over the United States. So we're going to be talking a little bit about health and how the quantum reflex analysis works.
Good. That is unique in the ability to be able to specifically evaluate each and every organ of the body, because the body resonates at part of this physics of energy within the body, and the body resonates at different frequencies. So it's so nice to be able to have a very objective tool that actually exceeds sensitivities of blood in many cases. So you can really look at the function or the quality of an organ's ability to function, and then measure what particular herb that the Lord made and put into a food for us that resonates with that particular organ and tissue to restore it and bring it back up to full resonance again. It's exciting.
And it really and truly works. And, you know, I can attest to that myself, because when Dr. Heist was practicing, I actually came to him and had a series of issues, but primarily came to him for migraines. So after years and years of migraines and probably missing 3 to 4 days of work, after I could not get out of bed for 4 days, you know, not even to shower or brush my teeth, had called my general practitioner and you know, asked what I could do. And the answer was more medication. And that didn't sit well with me, so I decided to call Dr. Heist's office and say, hey, can he help me with migraines? And they said, yeah. So I showed up, got the full QRA scan from Dr. Heist, and the long and short of it is that I had never had another migraine. I went home that day, got started with the program, taking the nutrients, doing everything I was told. And it has been well over 5 years since I have had a single migraine.
Praise God.
Yeah, so that was wonderful. What was really, really awesome was that I had several other problems that I didn't really come in for but benefited, had been diagnosed and treated for over 20 years with antidepressants, anti-anxiety medications, was on 4 different ones at the time that I came in. And as we went through the program, I was able to wean myself off of a couple of the medications because I felt much stronger. And in less than a year, over taking the nutrients and working on my overall health, I was able to wean myself off of all the antidepressants and anti-anxiety medications. So that's been, you know, going on 4 years now that I've been without. So that was truly a blessing. My family is extremely excited because due to the QRA process, which it could have been depression, it could have been a chronic fatigue issue. I was sleeping a good 20 hours a day on the days I wasn't able to make it to work. And I laugh because those 4 hours I wasn't sleeping. I was actually just laying on the couch in the same room with my family so that I could spend time with them. So I am fully functioning now and organized and could not hardly take a nap if my life depended on it at this time. So that it's truly been a blessing to me.
Yeah. That's exciting. And you mentioned, you touched on the fatigue factor. It really reduces your productivity. You can't just, not just the headache, it's the fatigue that goes along with it. And in a female, it also critically affects the hormonal system. And the hormones not only govern and regulate the reproductive tissues, but also have a lot to do with the neurotransmitters in the brain. So yes, you can get into depression, but you also get into extreme fatigue, tired, sluggish feeling, and that whole thing just kind of goes together as a full syndrome. And that's typical. That's common. And a lot of people are having these types of symptoms. And surprisingly, and you may want to get into this, but surprisingly, you know, the football players in the National Football League is really in the midst of dealing with the issues of head trauma. And many times during the growing up years, kids fall, hit their head, get up, cry, run around. It's another day the next day, and they just kind of forget about it. The bump heals or the bruise goes away, and everything's copacetic. But in fact, that head trauma, it doesn't have to be severe to the point of a concussion, but just significant enough that it sedates the energetics from the head, which is the computer. It's the motherboard for the body. And energy must come from the computer down into the different organs and glands. And that's where you get into the physics of energy within the body. And if there is a problem with energetics coming from the brain, that can physically affect or suppress organ gland functions. So you got two things happening. You got the energy, plus you got the difficulty at the organ end, at the terminal end of the consequence. And those have to be worked with and restored. Sort of like a light switch on a wall. Once that switch gets totally turned on, then you've got the quality of the amplitude of the light or the fan in the ceiling. And many times you have to fix that energetic part on the switch on the wall in order to get to work on the light, in this case, the stomach, the gastric system, or the hormonal system. So they have to work conjointly together as a team. And that break or that sedation mechanism has to get fixed. That's the exciting thing about the QRA. It has the ability to go beyond a blood test and look at the underlying causes, which are quiescent, but nonetheless have a very physical effect on the product of a person's health, wellness, and productivity.
And you've absolutely hit the nail on the head there, because, yeah, I had a number of severe car accidents and all had head trauma. And so, right. my gut was not working at all. And we see that every single day. We see it every day, whether it be kids or adults come in that have had something like that. And it's true. If you don't fix that, you can take enormous amounts of nutrients, yeah, and you'll need more and more and more over time, yeah, to get the same effect. So by fixing that, that initial problem, which is very simple and can be found with the QRA technique, then you know it eliminates some of the expense that you would have to go through.
Dr. Marshall usually referred to that as interference fields.
Yes.
Yeah, and that is very significant in its effect, as you say, on the organs' abilities to work really up to full resonance. And it's all about frequency. The food that we eat, I oftentimes refer to Genesis 1:29, that says, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it, they will be yours for food. And then there's many other scripture verses that we can go at that discuss the fact that this stuff is God-made. There is no substitute. If we want to have health, we've got to go back to God's plan. In the spiritual realm, it's the salvation through the blood of Jesus Christ, right?
Absolutely, but yep. When he it comes gave to, us everything that we need.
Yeah, even in the physical realm. So if we through this testing process can find that particular food, or in this case, herbs, and they resonate at different frequencies. So they're really looking for a specific receptor site in the cell of that organ that's dysfunctioning. So if we can provide the proper key for that lock, then those molecules can enter the cell, go in and feed the DNA. And from there, this is where God takes over. Then the DNA can produce the hundreds of proteins and molecules that make that cell come back up to full resonance and make it healthy and well. It's all about the physics of the frequency, which is photoelectric, electromagnetic. That's what the physicists started working on just after World War II when they came from Germany and were sponsored by some research projects at the University of California in Irvine. And they wanted to know more about this energy within the body. And it took many, many years of research to be able to realize that the acupuncture points on the body were significant as key receptor sites to be able to measure the integrity of a function of an organ. So it's like a switch. If that organ's not working correctly, the energy at that site is going to be weak, and we can test that energetically through this kinesiological technique. And it's much more sensitive than blood. So it gives it much more objective. We know that if we find the interference fields, begin to bring the body back with the proper diet, with the right herbs, then the body has the resources. That's just sort of like a broken bone. It wants to heal. Just put it, line it up correctly, and it will start to heal. It's the same thing on a molecular level with the cells. Give them the right herbs, remove the interference, get out of the way, and let the Lord do what he said. This shall be your food. That's how we're going to have sustenance.
Yep, and what you said is true about this being more sensitive than a blood test, because I myself, before coming into you, had, you know, constantly asked my physician to, you know, test my thyroid, test my adrenals, yeah. And it seemed like every 2 or 3 months he was doing these blood tests, and they'd come back and go, nope, they're fine, but yet I had checked off all the symptoms that would have to do with my thyroid showing as not working properly.
Yeah.
So, and most people don't realize too that with the nutrients, it's not like a drug that you have to take for the rest of your life.
Right.
So it will actually feed that particular organ and gland and give it what it needs so that it is, you know, able to function on its own after a number of weeks.
Right. Yeah, that's what's exciting about it. Restoring it rather than just using an herb like a drug just to treat the symptom. You're really bringing the organ back up to full wellness again.
Yeah, and that's what QRA does. We still, yeah. Even at the clinic, get a lot of people coming in and calling and asking and saying, you know, I have this symptom. What nutrient or vitamin should I take? And it's, you know, okay, you might be deficient in that area, but what we're looking for is, why are you deficient in that area?
Yeah.
What's going on to cause your body to be deficient?
Yeah.
It can be a number of things, but I think we all agree that the gut is the key. Once the gut starts falling apart, then, you know, it can't uptake the nutrients to the other organs and glands so that they can operate properly.
Yeah. Let me just pause to say, Renee, I'm very thankful that you're here for Central Florida, and then I can retire and pass the baton over to you. You are now Heist Health Clinic. And let me just say, folks, if you're listening to this program and you're genuinely interested in the quality of health that you can't get short of God's plan, then call her at 407-677-1660, Heist Health Clinic. And also wanted to say that the gut, you know, many, many people who are really searching for a real help, a genuine source of fix, realize or will soon realize a lot about this leaky gut problem. And it's a break in the quality of the gastric membranes, which are so critical. It's like a smart card. They have to select the nutrients to bring in. But if it breaks down, it can't get the nutrients in, but it can also bring the poisons in. Now, they're typically able to be protected and eliminated as waste material. And when that whole thing breaks down, it exposes the body to numerous toxins and poisons. There are a number of different mechanisms that destroy the gut and then cascade out into the different organs and glands. Usually, it's been my experience that the first two organs that are affected would be the thyroid and the adrenals. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And so one of the first signs would be in a woman, of course, naturally difficulties with hormonal balance. And then, of course, it's tied a lot to the emotions, so you can get irritability, depression, mood swings. Naturally, the fatigue, difficulty in endurance, tired, sluggish feeling, dizzy if you stand up quickly. Now, it's like a hypoglycemic effect, but it's really just the adrenal glands. And those adrenals really put out a lot of the hormones for neurotransmitters up in the brain and all the hormones both for men and women. So you can see how it just starts to cascade out into the system. And what we're saying is that some of this stuff can be very subtle and very, very, very subclinical. And then years later, after an injury or fall, then start to have problems because it's a gradual subliminal sedation of the electrical system. Also, maybe I ought to mention, too, that sutures from surgeries are significant because they break the cycle of the energy flow in the body.
Yeah, any type of trauma to the body, whether it be a broken bone, a surgery site, things, again, like a car accident. Maybe you didn't hit your head, but the seatbelt did a number on your collarbone or your hip. Even emotional traumas we have found can cause some issues.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, let's talk about the uniqueness of these nutrients.
Wow. These things, I tell you what, I went to Austin in November where Quantum Nutrition Labs and Premier Research Labs are located for a four-day summit and got to tour the facilities. And what I saw there was absolutely amazing. The raw materials they get are from all over the world. And they probably only accept about 25% of the actual raw materials that are delivered to them. When they show up at their receiving department, they go into quarantine immediately. And the number of tests that they do on these nutrients to make sure that they are everything that they're supposed to be and nothing that they're not supposed to be. I mean, they test the DNA. They look under microscopes. They test for pesticides to see if it's been irradiated. I mean, just the number of tests are incredible. From what I understand, by law, they're only obligated to do one test. But they go above and beyond. And if it's not everything that it's supposed to be, then they send it back to the supplier. They just absolutely refuse to make a nutrient that is not everything that God wanted it to be.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very unique. As a matter of fact, I heard that many times much of this is damaged because randomly the government will inspect by a radiological-based technique. They irradiate the raw material before it comes in. So instead of lifting the lid off the product and checking inside, they do a radiation test to see if there's any destructive or harmful stuff to our country there. And that, unfortunately, the radiation will damage the frequency of those molecules in there. And so as a result, instead of really operating on all frequencies, it gets compromised. Well, when they bring it to the lab, they don't take it out and use it until, as you say, it's gone through all this very rigorous testing procedure. Then if they, and they say that, I think it's about 25% of the product gets refused. I'm not sure if that's accurate.
They only accept about 25%.
Oh, is it that much? Wow.
So it's, okay. They return a lot of stuff and it's so funny because, they say what they hear from their suppliers all the time is, well, nobody else is returning it.
Yeah.
It's like, well, okay, probably nobody else is doing the same.
Yeah, there definitely is a difference in the quality. And I noticed that because for many, many years, before I started doing QRA and doing this type of testing technique, I had a postdoctoral in clinical nutrition. I was doing nutrition just like many of the other standard alternative medical doctors and physicians, and never had the success until I started doing the QRA because of the product I was using. I was using 20 different products, but now we only use the one because the quality of the material gets to resonate with the DNA within the cell without any excipients, without any frequencies of toxic tagalongs that would be a hindrance to having the full effect, almost like, well, I don't want to say like eating out of the Garden of Eden, but eating the most perfect food or plant-based material that you can do that would really agree with the human cell.
Yeah, and what's great about these nutrients is, you know, they're safe to take with almost any medication that you're on, because the what's in these capsules is basically, you know, they're all food grade herbs. So, but yeah, we find people all the time that come in that have been on certain nutrients, and they start taking the ones that we carry that are excipient free. And one of the things they notice all the, or say all the time, is that they notice a difference. You
right
know,
away.
I've been taking, you know, XYZ for ABC, and I've never felt like this before. And when I ran out, I went back to my old one and realized I wasn't getting the same benefit, and came back to this one.
Yep.
So that's always very encouraging to hear.
It is. It's great. It's exciting to be able to find a this for that. If there's a problem, instead of treating the symptom, we're actually just making an evaluation of what's going on wrong within the body and then treating that. And we know it's just the laws of life that God puts within the body. Give it the deficiency, provide the need for the deficiency, and the body will take it from there and start to heal, much like a broken bone or abrasion on the skin. You could suture, you can keep it aseptic for a while, but ultimately the wisdom that God puts within the body does the job of healing. It's the same thing on a cellular level. Give the organ, give the gland the proper cellular resonant nutrition, and then like that broken bone or abrasion on the skin that's been sutured, it wants to heal. That's the energy of intelligence that the Lord puts within the human body.
Yeah. And what I try to encourage people too when they're coming in is, if you've got nutrients that you're already using, bring them in with you, because we can actually do a quick 1-second test to see if they're toxic. And if they're toxic, obviously you don't want to put them in your body. If there's no toxicity to it, then we can look to see if it's something that your body actually likes. And if your body likes it, then great. We encourage you to continue with it. But yeah, if not, then it weakens the body, and then we recommend maybe giving it to a friend or family member.
Yeah, right. And there are ingredients in foods which people would say call it a food sensitivity or food allergy, that have a derogatory effect on the body functions. Many times it's, you know, wheat or dairy. And then, of course, the list can go on. But when you do this type of testing, you're able to, if necessary, provide a test, which is state-of-the-art testing, to be able to find out what those foods are. Now, of course, herbs are foods.
Mm-hmm.
So if the person has enough of a problem that requires doing a blood test to find out what those food sensitivities are, you get them out of the diet, now you don't have that constant irritation to the system. And then when you do provide the herbs, knowing what the person's sensitivities are, you can make sure that you're using herbs that are not going to provoke their problem. So it's really a complementary effect of, yes, taking the foods out of the diet that could be problematic, but at the same time giving herbs that don't have any reactive effect on the system but have a total beneficial effect.
Yeah.
And I can remember one dear lady, she was in rough shape and a lot of food sensitivities. So every time I had to test her and make some tweaks and changes in her prescription, we had to make sure that we were not giving her any herbs that she was sensitive to. But there is a way of being able to actually treat successfully, to eliminate and reboot the brain and teach it not to react to certain foods. Once we know what those foods are, there's a way of being able to do that. That's a whole other discussion, right?
Yeah, and you and I both are very, very familiar with that blood test for food sensitivities.
Yeah.
What's fascinating is, you're eating all the right things and you're exercising and you're doing everything you're supposed to do, and you know, but the weight's not coming off. It's actually going on, and what's happening. And then what you realize is that, maybe some of the foods that you're eating that are supposed to be good for you are not necessarily good for your particular body. And once you get off of those foods that the body has an inflammatory response to, the weight starts dropping off just by sitting in a chair and breathing.
Yeah. You mentioned that word inflammation. That is such a common reaction when people are eating foods that their immune layer within the gut, which is 80% of the immune system, by the way, reacts to, and it's been damaged. And many times the head traumas or the different injuries to the body can sedate the immune layer within the gut and create a lot of these food sensitivities. So the inflammation is a big issue. And thankfully there's ways of being able to resolve that and get even fibromyalgia, which is just a toxic inflammation problem.
Absolutely. Well, I thank you for joining me today. Again, this is Renee Humphreys. I appreciate you all being here for a brand new chapter of Central Florida Healthline. We'll be here every Saturday at noon, and you can always reach me at Heiss Health Clinic at 407-677-1660. We're located in Winter Park. Any questions or concerns that you have, please feel free to reach out to me. Thanks again.
God bless.
You've been listening to Central Florida Healthline with Renee Humphreys. The statements expressed are those of the host and guests, and not those of Salem Media Group, staff, or management. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Statements and products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. This was a pre-recorded show. And join us again next week for Central Florida Healthline.